And let's go next to Gaza, where we have reached Mohammer Abu Sada. He is a political science professor at Al-Azhar University in Gaza City. He's at his home. What is happening where you are, sir?
Well, I live in the north side of Gaza Strip. Where I live, basically, we have been under a massive Israeli bombardment. Basically, it's been a very scary 3 days. Last night, I had to wake up around 3 or 4 times during the night because of the bombing. My kids were very scared as a result of that. To be honest with you, the situation got complicated because we have no electricity for the past 48 hours. Many of the electricity lines were damaged as a result of the Israeli bombing. Life is like hell here. It's been very bad here.
Can I get a sense, I don't know if you've had an opportunity, if you've felt safe enough to move around your neighborhood, do you see individual buildings that seem to be destroyed, or do you see entire blocks or neighborhoods that seem to be destroyed?
Well, it's not really very safe to walk around very far away from where I live, because yesterday a target was hit around 150 meters from my house. Basically, areas that have been targeted are very specific. It's basically police stations, security headquarters. But after the first day, many other targets were hit. For example, one building at the Islamic University of the Gaza Strip was targeted. 5 mosques have already been targeted and destroyed completely. There are some specific houses have been targeted. The Israelis claim that these houses belong to people who committed suicide bombings against Israel over the past few days. So we're not talking about whole blocks, but only specific houses and headquarters that have been targeted over the past 3 days.
Speaking as a political science professor, has this affected local people's support for Hamas in either direction?
Well, the problem with that, I mean, if you were speaking to the people in the Gaza Strip before the airstrikes, very much there were a lot of anger against Hamas, because basically we are under extreme siege and sanction for the past year and a half. And basically Hamas is to be blamed for this siege and sanction. But now, after 4 days of Israeli bombing and Israeli destruction, this is not the time to speak out against Hamas. This is a time for national unity and national healing here in the Gaza Strip.
We're talking with Mohammer Abu Sada. He's a political science professor. He's on the line from Gaza. And I just have one other question to pursue with you. I'd like to know, in this circumstance where bombs are falling near you, what you do to protect your family.
Well, basically, we don't really have a lot of things to do. The only thing we do is that we stay home, because this is the only thing we can do. But the problem with that is that the intensity of the bombing, it creates a big fear and a great anxiety among the residents. So basically, it's really cold, and it's the middle of the winter. It's very cold here, so we have to slide the windows open a little bit as a result of the bombing. So basically we are under two things. One is Israeli bombing, and the other one is the cold weather that has been hitting the Gaza Strip over the past few days. And add to that, as I mentioned earlier, no electricity. So the only thing we're doing, we are staying home. And this is the only shelter we can take as a result of what's happening.
Why do you have to open the windows because of the bombing?
Because if you do not open the windows, the pressure that comes from the bombings breaks the windows. So you have to slide the windows a little bit open so they do not break.
Is Gaza the kind of place where bombing is enough of ordinary life that you know to open the windows in a circumstance like
definitely,
this?
Definitely, definitely. Basically, people have to just adjust to what's happening. So we are just we were subjected to a low level of bombing over the past 8 years, but nothing like this.
Mohammer Abu Sada is a political science professor at Al-Azhar University in Gaza City. Thanks very much.
Thank you.